This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Green.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. The verdict this past weekend in the George Zimmerman trial provoked the expected debate on social media, with people expressing their views on his acquittal. But especially in the Black community, people are also discussing what the trial means for their own families. NPR's Gene Demby is here to talk to us about how, for some, the case has really hit home. Welcome back, Gene.
Thanks for having me, Renee.
How are you seeing on social media the discussion of this trial making its way into family life?
As it's been with so many big cultural events, Twitter and social media have been the space where people are going to look for a sense of virtual community. And one of the things we noticed shortly after the verdict came down was that people were reacting as parents. And so we decided to throw that out there and ask very specifically if people watched with their kids, and if they did, what they said to their kids about the verdict and what their kids asked them. So we got hundreds of responses.
And what precisely did you discover that the case does mean for parenting in the Black community?
So there was a lot of talk about this thing everyone keeps referring to as the talk, which is another fraught parent-child conversation that often precedes the birds and bees conversation, which is about how to comport oneself during an encounter with the police. A lot of kids of color, myself included, have had this talk growing up. Now, George Zimmerman wasn't a police officer, but the incident seemed to be, it embodied a nightmare scenario for so many parents. You know, their kid could be out and deemed suspicious and put in serious danger because of it. So the talk comes in a bunch of iterations. You know, don't make any sudden moves. Make sure you address the officers politely. Make sure your hands are visible. And the basic idea is that people need to be ready to de-escalate an encounter with the police or anyone who might see you as suspicious.
Well, now that they're thinking about the talk, what are some of the things parents of color also said that they will be telling their children?
The responses are really, really intense. One father said he was just going to impose a much stricter curfew on his children. And many Black parents said that they felt the verdict was a kind of referendum on their value in society. One woman tweeted at us, "Sadly enough, I've always thought my son was born a suspect, but this verdict is beyond ridiculous." Some parents said they tried to play it straight. They just explained what reasonable doubt meant and said that the justice system is complicated. Other parents said that they felt justice had been done, that Zimmerman had acted in self-defense. And a few parents tweeted that, you know, they were just as unsure as their children were. I mean, one woman said, "My 17-year-old son was very surprised, and I honestly had no idea what to say to him."
You just mentioned that some parents talk to their children about the trial itself and the criminal justice system. But the trial itself turned out to be so filled with, you know, two different versions of what happened that I'm wondering if parents finally settled on the idea that this just, it wasn't maybe the place to talk about these bigger issues.
Right. I mean, a lot of people looked at this trial as a referendum on these big social issues, but the trial was never going to resolve itself in a way that wouldn't necessarily move the needle on any of those things. Trials are really bad proxies for those big, big conversations. They don't build consensus, and they don't often clarify big issues.
There was a lot of talk and some preparation, especially in Sanford, Florida, for trouble, actual physical violence in response to the verdict. Nothing like that happened. Did you think social media played into that particular result?
That was actually one of the questions we were wondering, if Twitter had become the site, the new way that people kind of have catharsis around big moments. But the idea that there would be trouble is fraught with all kinds of racial connotations. And a lot of people felt that, you know, there was a lot of unfair and unjust speculation about how people will respond.
Gene, you've been following this all along, and thank you very much for this conversation.
Thank you so much, Renee.
Gene Demby is the lead blogger for NPR's Code Switch, which covers race, ethnicity, and culture.